business to new insane revenue levels doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's all about the right strategy, team, efficiencies, and confidence. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Evolution Podcast. With over 1 million downloads, it's the go-to business podcast dedicated to business owners who want to evolve out of operating in the day-to-day and make their dreams come true. I'm your host, Annette Walter, and I'm so happy you are here. As a former banker, I have now been an entrepreneur for over 15 years and have started, grown, acquired, and sold over 20 multi-million dollar companies to date. Together, you and I will strengthen your existing business, build your dream team and process, grow your wealth and legacy, all while surrounding you with a community of rockstar entrepreneurs just like yourself. Are you ready to evolve? Let's get started. Hi there, entrepreneur. Welcome to today's episode. I am joined today by Tiffany Sauter. She is a wife, mom, entrepreneur, CEO, board member, investor, podcast host, and keynote speaker. Wow. How does she get it all done? You're going to listen today. And she wears many, many hats, and she is just full of life for sure. She founded the marketing agency Element 3. And ever since then, she has been building companies and supporting her family of four kids and really just living life to the fullest. You're going to enjoy this conversation with Tiffany and learn a lot from her. So thanks for being here. And as always, if you have anything to share, we always love hearing from you, all of these comments and all of your feedback, and sharing what you are doing in your business keeps us going. So thanks for everything. Thanks for listening and keep evolving. I am so, so proud of you. Tiffany, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
I am very excited you are here and so excited to share your story and your journey with the audience. Where shall we begin?
Yes.
Diapers, childhood, post-college, for, you know, you, what comes to mind, like that glimmer of whatever?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a small town kid who always dreamed of the big city.
Okay, I love it.
So that's kind of the, I would say, cry of my early childhood heart. And I've spent the last 20 years working on, you know, I'd say discovering my intersection of city girl and small town living with a big family of four girls. I'm married to my husband has a really big job and career, and I have a heart of and, as I say, a lot of aspirations and dreams and adventures that I want my life to have. And so over the last 20 years, I've worked really hard to assemble that in a way that is not just exhilarating, but also sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you speak to mature business owners, and I worked really hard for my first $1 million, and the business has grown, I would say, easier from there. Right. But that early stage is really a fight. And then you have to learn how to mature as the business scales around you, mm-hmm. and how to make room for people who are just better than you. So yeah, that's kind of a quick snapshot through my through my life.
I love it. And I love how you use the word sustainable, which is very, very important. And I love also that you know, talked about that first million. So tell us about the business, and then we'll kind of dive deeper into those things.
Yeah. So Element 3 is the name of the primary company that I own. And it is reinvent go-to-market strategies for manufacturing companies with complex dealership networks. So think like Airstream is a client of ours, and they have all these dealers all over the world. They're trying to figure out, how do we make sure that you know, our dealerships understand the new product, our end consumer is getting a consistent message across all the channels. We run media campaigns on behalf of Airstream and the dealership partnership. So that's kind of a picture of what we do: photo shoots, you know, websites, all those kinds of things. Yeah, that's the primary business. I'm sorry, I lost the question in my narrative.
No, it's good. I was visualizing everything that you were saying.
I know, I was on a trip in an Airstream in my head.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is great. This is beautiful. I can see all of it. What the business is and what it looks like today. Yeah.
Yes. So Today, we're right around $10 million in revenue. I have a president who runs the day-to-day.
Right.
He's been in that role for almost, the summer will be 2 years.
Yay.
I'm very lucky that he, we get to tell the story of he was a longtime employee, started right out of college, and it's just coming up on 10 years. So we have a very close relationship. It's been awesome. I'm a starter and he is a scaler. And so I just got very, I think, I don't know, lucky. I think I saw it early on that he had different gifts than I do. And so he's really a better leader for this stretch of the race for us. So I was able to make him an equity partner in the business, which has been kept us aligned and I think makes you have hard conversations early. And so that has been, I think, a blessing to both of us. We have
Yes, and
about
that's
50 people, kind of giving you a sense of scale.
yep, that's great. That's great. So let's rewind to the first million. How did you know, first of all, really, how did you narrow in on this was the company and what you wanted to do and what was the need out there and the solution you were providing?
There's not a lot of people who would advise you to come into this space. There's a lot of agencies, a lot of marketing companies. I have a finance background, and so I began, 20 years ago, it seems like the Stone Ages, but email marketing and the internet as we experience it today as buyers was really beginning to bloom. It was like not in its mature state that it is now. And so my finance brain began to see, man, there's going to be a lot of data that we're going to have access to. It's going to be really a different kind of marketer that really excels as we look into this kind of digital first buying experience that we have today. And I would say, naive enough to be like, I think I can learn that. I think I can do that. I think my grounding in math and financial modeling is going to do play well into this new kind of marketplace that marketing is going to become. I also, again, somewhat naively was like, a lot of these big agencies are going to have to go through a pivot from this traditional agency model that was playing out 20 years ago and pivoting into this new way of being, the way their departments were architected, the way people were paid, the kind of things clients wanted, the continuing education they had to invest in. And I was like, I just think I can win because I'm not going to have to go change a bunch of stuff. I have the advantage of starting. So I think some of it is just being a little bit perceptive about the timing that I was coming into the industry as well.
Yes, and that's huge. So you mentioned that he was an employee and then you designated him as president. So what did that, when did you know you needed a president?
Yeah, so I it
Or
was a
wanted,
combination.
I should say,
Yeah, I think it was a
wanted.
combination of the business needed it and I wanted it personally.
Yeah.
I had made a commitment to myself. My husband and I have four daughters. And when my kids were really young, I said to myself, I'm going to work my face off when they're young and they're home and I have nannies and I can like control pretty much, they don't have much of a schedule and I can control everything that comes through the front door. But when they're older, when they're in middle school, I want to have be more flexible. That was my plan for myself. And so 4 years ago now, 5 years ago now, my oldest daughter went to middle school and I was miles away from being flexible enough, as flexible as I had imagined I wanted to be when my kids were in middle school. So that was my personal wake-up call of like, holy crap, nobody is going to make this happen for me. It felt scary and selfish to say to my team, this was something that I told myself I wanted. And I am really far away from being able to grant myself this gift. And so that began the process that took about 2.5, 3 years. And it was like, it got better each year. It was incremental, where like 2 years ago, yeah, 2.5 years ago now, I was like really as flexible as I wanted to be for my family. So
Good.
that was my personal want. And I think the business we run on EOS. The big part of our DNA and the big part of the way that I view the world. And Kyler had sat in the integrator seat. I know they say there's not very many people who can play both roles, visionary leader and integrator. I think he's in the like 1% that can actually. I still wear the CEO seat hat. I still primarily have the role of visionary, but he has a way of seeing around corners as well. So he has a big job in the operation, running the operations and scaling the business. So he doesn't have that much time and space to think about the rest, but he's pretty conversant in both languages, actually.
That's fabulous. Congratulations. That is a huge step in your business and a huge win, which is great. And I'm so glad that it's going well and you're 2 years in. So now you really know. That's right. Now,
some advice I'd give people who are thinking about that. I think that people make the mistake of assuming it's going to happen quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler and I worked behind the scenes for the better part of a year, with me giving him some different assignments, me just spending some time with him in a different way, and getting to know his DNA in a different way. Like, we'd worked together for a long time, but I needed to know what it was going to be like when we were fighting through some hard stuff.
Right.
He was going to be my business partner. That was a different level of trust for me.
Right.
I needed to know that he also had my best interest in mind. And so I took that really slowly. And that would be my advice, is not slowly in the sense of like, we're just going to wait 6 months, but like meet every week or every other week and be talking about it and chewing through it and say the thing that is hard to say. And I think that is why we've been, he's phenomenal. That's part of it. He's very gifted. But I think we gave each other the gift of a lot of clarity as we were stepping into it because we took a lot of time.
It's amazing. That's great. And that's a great share. Thank you. So in your industry, in your space, what do you see as out there as some opportunities in the marketplace and some threats in the marketplace that might translate to the overall, you know, audience that we have of business owners? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think one of the opportunities we've capitalized on really well is coming out of COVID. You know, a lot of talent in our industry went to some type of a fractional, you know, the fractional designer, fractional CMO, fractional digital strategist, whatever it is.
Right.
And so we really pivoted our model. We still have 40, 50 employees, but we spend several million dollars a year on external marketplaces like Upwork, getting talent that, you know, is incredibly intelligent and modern, and they know, you know, how things work. And I think flexing in and learning how to bring freelancers and contractors in as part of our workflow and not treating them as like this external appendage that can't see through the mirror, like see through the glass. And so they never have the context of the client. They're late to get stuff and we're not respecting them as a team member. We're late to pay, like whatever happens, you know, kind of accidentally.
Right.
And we really said, we're going to create some service level agreements. We're going to treat these contractors as if, like, with the integrity that we would our employees. We're going to be responsive. We're going to set them up for success. We're going to have systems and processes in place to do that. And that has been a game changer for us.
Wow. It's great.
But it was a new muscle to learn. So I think we grew well into that. I think on the like threat and opportunities, I mean, all of us need to be paying a lot of attention to AI. I'm sure a lot of your guests have said that.
Yes. Comes up on every podcast.
But it's cool. We just did essentially a global photo shoot for a client that we have. They're they sell commercial vehicles, metro buses, school buses, transit, you know, at airports, you know, like, yeah, airport shuttles, Amazon vans, HVAC, construction vehicles. You get what I'm saying. So these big things.
Wow.
We just did a global photo shoot for them for like 50 grand because we were able to use AI and Photoshop for almost everything.
Oh,
and we
gosh.
Did some renderings with their vehicles. But imagine,
right?
There's no possible way we could have gone to the airport in Singapore,
right,
and gotten the permitting and gotten a vehicle over there and like all the things. So it's, you know, we've worked really hard with our design team to say, like, don't be afraid of this. This is going to unlock in a way. And you can't be a lay person and just type in some words and get a beautiful video or beautiful photography that looks like a brand language.
Right.
So you just
right.
got a lot of skill in that. So I think we're having fun playing with that. So as
it's great. That's great. So what keeps you going? Obviously your beautiful girls and your family, but like, what keeps you really going when you're having those hard days, sleepless nights, whatever comes your way with the seasons, right? Is there a personal mantra? Is there a personal habit that you kind of, you know, stick to that keeps you going as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I would say I've learned my kind of life purpose. We all have kind of a different word for it, is I am like desperately for others. And I think my I've learned that I have a gift in communicating and inspiring and encouraging people. And so I just look at my own lessons, adventures, learnings as like a way to keep fuel in the tank for me as I'm helping other people grow, whether it be the president of Element 3, other businesses I'm invested in, boards I serve on, teaching my girls. I just feel like keeping myself in the tension of learning makes my gift of wanting more for others just kind of be a continual well. And so when I'm in something that sucks, I just like often remind myself like, man, I'm going to be able to, I just know about this deeper now.
Right.
And I know what it feels like and I'm learning through this, or I made a big mistake. I just look at it as kind of like adding another card to the deck of things that I can share with other people. And that kind of just takes the focus off of me and it gives me energy again.
I love that. I really do. So where can we find you, connect with you, learn more about you, support you, promote you?
Yeah. Well, I think now, you know, as the agency is like running very well and Kyler needs me to go work on other things.
Right. Go get away. I don't need you. Get out.
I'm
right
in his space all the time. Right. I started a project about 3-4 years ago. My podcast is called Scared Confident, and it's stories, tools, and resources for two career homes. It's the life I've lived in. My husband has a great big job and runs a company that's almost $1 billion. Wow. And I have all these things that I'm involved in, and we have this great big family. And so I often get asked, how do you guys do it all?
Yeah.
And it's not magic. It's not a superpower. And it's not that I'm tired all the time. There are actually systems and models and tools and frameworks that I use to run our home, to keep my sister, my husband and I connected, and to make sure that the communication inside of our family is really healthy. So my podcast, Scared Confident, I'm constantly sharing what I'm learning, stories, talking to others that are living and working and navigating two career homes, and then developed a digital course called the Life of And Academy that is like literally putting you in my pocket and showing you how do we do our life in a way that we're all pretty rested, pretty showered, pretty ready for our days. So
that's great. That's wonderful. Well, we will make sure we drop all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much. And best of luck to you and the team and to the family. Thanks for being here today.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Wow, what an episode. Did you learn something new? I hope so. I am so happy you were able to be here with us today. I'd love to hear from you. Leave me a review and I will be sure to read it and respond to you. Also, if you'd like to email me, my email address is urock@ievolveconsulting.com. Hit subscribe, and every Tuesday you'll get notification when the next episode drops. We really have some amazing interviews and tips in the future. Anything you need, I'm here for you. I want you to keep your momentum. I want to help you stay accountable. I want you to stay inspired. I want you to evolve. So please let me know what you need, and I'd love to hear from you. Take care. Until next time.